your summer guest. If you don't invite God to be your summer guest, he won't come in the winter of your life. Lahiri Mohashoy. It is common to pray, meditate, to invoke or turn to a higher power only when we feel helpless, in challenging times of stress, loss, or desperation. Sometimes the urgency of our cry may elicit the consolation we crave, the solution we seek, other times not. An Olympic athlete trains for years to be ready and focused, physically, mentally, and emotionally, for the moment of competition. For the spiritual seeker, inner discipline, prayer, and especially meditation, is constant preparation. This inner training not only prepares us to meet, brave, and endure life's moments of greatest stress and challenge, our own Olympic competition. Our meditation, to a large extent, removes hurdles and obstacles from our life's path, even before they appear. Just as those who consciously practice good diet, positive thinking, and regular exercise are more likely to enjoy good health and less likely candidates for the hospital emergency room, so the practice of inner discipline is proactively to ensure our life's smooth flow, happiness, and bountiful fulfillment. The best insurance against life's practical, mental, and emotional curveballs. So much conflict, chaos, and calamity flows from our insular ego's inherent fear, pride, doubt, insecurity, jealousy, and suspicion. As meditation lifts our consciousness above and beyond our ego's snares and brittle fault lines, whole catalogues of self-inflicted catastrophe are averted. While meditation may not change our outer circumstances, its regular practice profoundly alters our perspective and understanding, and hence our acceptance of and response to life's ebb and flow. Instead of being tossed and turned capriciously by our life rivers, surface waves, and whirlpools, meditation draws us into the sure deep haven of our soul current, safe, steady, and certain.